Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight. Members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at BVA.org.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We're back. We are back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We've got a second hour ready to go. For those folks tuning in for the first time, don't know what we're about? Well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Lynn, tell us about Sharon, who's up.
I don't know if I can think of anything.
You don't know of anything?
By the way, Chris, she has a message for you. He didn't hear you before, Sharon, but I'm sure you'll say it again. We'd like to welcome back. It's been a long time since before COVID. We'd like to welcome back our dear friend, and her name is Sharon Giovinazzo. And guess what? She's the president. Not only she's our dear friend, she's president and CEO of World Services for the Blind.
Hey, Lynn. Hey, Michael. Hey, Chris in the studio.
Hey.
Hey, sir.
That was Chris. And that's Gary.
Hey, Gary. How are you?
Hey, sir.
Doing fine. I want to give everybody a hug.
Yes, we love you, too. And
Chris,
miss you.
I didn't hear the music, Chris. We were all yelling. There's Sharon's news introduction music.
Yeah, I had it playing lightly in the background while you was introducing her.
I know, we couldn't hear it though hardly. Yeah. So now he's all ears, Sharon. You can tell him your message before.
Oh, Chris, I love you and I miss you, baby.
I know.
You're doing such a good job.
Oh, gee, God, you're making me blush over here. Stop. Thank you. I miss you too.
Stop it.
Gee, Gallagher's.
I miss you guys. I'll be glad when you guys get back to the studio. Maybe one of these days I'll get to take a day off. You know, Rona didn't do that for me. We just kept on going during the coronavirus.
Yeah. So tell us. Let's catch up.
So, you know, March 11th of last year, I was just reminiscing with this a little while ago, going through photos and all the tags on my photos. And March 11th of last year, I made the decision to keep World Services for the Blind open. A third of our population at that time was homeless. Oh. So I sent instructors home, had them do online, and I kept everybody there. It wasn't until September that we had a small outbreak, nobody serious. I had five people total, three students and two instructors. And then everybody was tested. February 23rd, we all received our second vaccine. And September 14th, we're going for our booster shot. We're having a shot clinic right at WSB. So I say that March 11th date because everybody else was closing their doors. And we had our first confirmed case on that day in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, which is about an hour and a half from here. And I say that was the loneliest day in leadership that I ever had, because I had everybody's lives in my hands. And I just closed that door and it's like, I've just got to try to do what's best. What am I going to do? Put the homeless people out? And am I going to send people on airplanes? We had no idea. None of us. Yes, ma'am.
Well, explain to us. I know you have a dormitory there, but when you're saying they were homeless, they were not clients? They were not?
Oh, yeah. Because we have a scholarship program now that is for people who aren't eligible for VR services, at least yet. They need life skills, and you know, there's been changes in laws that they no longer pay for life skills. So if they're not vocationally ready to learn how to do a job, there's no funding for them. So I have a private donor who funds these scholarships, and that really kind of changed my demographics there. So I had people who would come in, and they were literally coming in out of homeless shelters who were blind, because gosh golly, I mean, a homeless shelter is not going to handle a person who's blind. Yeah. They think they're a liability. They think they're a danger to themselves. So we always get those referrals. And now I have a $100,000 grant also that helps people that's here in Little Rock, that if they do become homeless, that I can help them pay their utility bills, their back rent, help them get into a new apartment. That's been a really good thing that we've done through the city of Little Rock here. So, and if you're a resident of Little Rock, so even if somebody was homeless right now and they came to Little Rock, no matter where they come from, I can help them with that. So, I mean, we have some really exciting things that are happening on that front. But between April and November, I went from 33% to 65% of my population was homeless. And that was because of the scholarship. And as families were more impacted by the coronavirus and people were losing their jobs, a lot of times people who are blind, they can't afford to go out and live on their own. And so they stay with family members and they help with their bills. Well, as those bills started to get further and further behind, our folks were the ones who were getting kicked out, and there was just no place for them to go. There was no funding for them. So we kept our doors open. We were the only residential facility in the United States serving people who were blind to remain open during the entire coronavirus, and still remain to this day.
That is absolutely amazing. And how many beds do you have there?
I have enough to put 51 in single rooms, but if, you know, if push came to shove, we could always, you know, we can do it camp style if we need to. So, you know, you worry about things like, it's not just the pandemic that we're dealing with, it's the storm. It's not just the Gulf Coast like it usually is, it's the Northeast. I mean, you know, they were just plummeted in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut. And, you know, you don't know, you just can do the best outreach that you can and let people know. Our doors are open and we have room for people if they need to come in. I mean, you know, one of the worst things is the devastation that water can do, and, you know, being dislocated and being blind on top of that. I mean, it's just devastating. You end up going to a shelter, and people may have to do that for a little while, but if we can, you know, if we can bridge that gap, like what Blind and Beyond is so good at doing, is bridging the gap. If we can do that as an agency and help to serve our fellow men who are blind and women, you know, not just men. We need some of those women in there too, just to keep the balance.
How do you get the word out, Sharon? Excuse me for interrupting, but how do you get the word out? How did you?
Social media. Yep, social media. And then we also reached out to all the VR counselors, just like when the flood just recently happened in Tennessee, when that river overran.
Right.
We reached directly out to the people who are there, Lions clubs. We reach out to the vocational rehabilitation. Anybody that we can, it's like, hey, we're here. But, you know, the Blind Vine and Gary and Michael, y'all know this, the Blind Vine's wound really tight and word gets around quickly. So if somebody doesn't have access to Facebook or the social media outlets that we use, you know, they can't get on the internet, they don't have cell service because their batteries died, somebody knows that we're open and that they can send them to us. But, you know, we're doing some innovative things with this stuff. You know, we're the only program in the nation that accepts single parents to allow them to bring their children on campus with them. So they can receive their training, you know, while taking care of their children. So you don't have to make a choice of a career or your child. You can do both.
Folks, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll be talking more to Sharon. If you want to call in, phone was 407-894-1680. If you want to call back and talk to Sharon, 407-894-1680. 1680. We're going to go to break. Don't go away.
Yeah.
foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Yes, we are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, 407-894-1680. We've been talking to Sharon. Let me see if I can say her name. Giovanna.
Giovanazzi.
It's only been 10 years. Giovanazzi.
Giovanazzi. Right.
Did I say it right? Giovanazzi.
Yeah, you did a good job. Yeah, close enough.
Sharon G. from Little Rock, Arkansas. She's the president of World Services of the Blind. She's the president and CEO. And she's telling us a story. Right now, she's on a lake. Right? You're on a lake?
Are you sitting in a kayak or are you on land?
No, I'm on land. I'm sitting inside the lake house right now. I went kayaking earlier. We had a storm this morning, so I missed my morning paddle. So I went out and paddled over to the dam and did a little bit of fishing, and then I came home and cooked.
But you didn't make the fish. You said you made a ribeye off the air.
I made a ribeye. Well, that's because about the only thing I can catch out here is sticks, and I just call them fish sticks. And Yeah, I don't have any luck, but I don't care. You know, there's a difference between fishing and catching. I'm not the best at the catching side, but I love to row around on that in that kayak. And this is a huge lake that we're on. It's 6,700 acres, so it's really big. But I have my own private fishing pier, so I don't have to worry about going anywhere to go fishing. And I literally just walk across a little lane, and there's no traffic here or anything. So it's a lot of fun. It's a great break. It's only 20 miles down the road, so I have a driver that brings me out on the weekends and comes back and picks me up to go back to work. So
Wait. When you're on the canoe, who else is with
kayak.
You?
It's a kayak.
Nobody. Nobody's with me on the kayak.
How do you know we are canoeing?
Well,
yeah, you don't want to go damn, Sharon. Gee.
No. There's a spillway and it's fenced. I actually go over there and I park the boat on the. It's technology, Michael. You know, technology is a wonderful thing. There's a great GPS app that I'm using for the kayak, specifically for the water, but. If I need some help with guidance and what have you, you know, there's apps out there where there's live people who get on the phone to help you, like Be My Eyes. You have Ira, but Be My Eyes is a free one, you know, that people use frequently. And I am one of those frequent users. So, you know, but it's the freedom of getting out there. I don't need anybody to babysit me out there. I just go out there and, you know, if I need a little bit of help, if the GPS isn't getting me exactly where I need to be, I just call in. And it's, you know, it's kind of like phone a friend on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
And where is your guide dog when you're out in the water, just watching you from the shore?
No, he's actually probably sleeping in my bed when I'm out there in the water. I don't bring him out. He's a little, that wouldn't be the best idea to put my Labrador in the boat. Now, Watson, you guys remember Watson, right?
He comes
to the studio.
Yeah,
and so now he just comes out. He walks across the street and just goes and jumps in the lake and swims and then comes back and takes a nap for the rest of the day.
That's cool.
He's retired now. I got a new guide dog.
Hey, you sir.
Know, I have to interrupt you, Gary, 1 second. I have to say this, but for those people that are listening that happen to be sighted, you're listening to a young lady who's totally blind. When I say totally blind, I mean totally blind. Okay? Gary, our other co-host, he's totally blind. So when you talk about our listeners who are sighted, listen to this radio show. This young lady is on the water, paddling around, who's totally blind. Get that one. So that to me is amazing. Sharon, you're on. Gary, you're on.
Well, I just wanted to have Sharon explain to you. I don't think you know the difference between a canoe and a kayak, and I thought I'd have Sharon explain it to you.
Well, bless his heart, Gary. You know, as we say here in Arkansas, just bless his heart. One is just one that you kind of get your body into. The other one, you have benches that you sit on. I think a canoe, of course, I don't know how to drive a canoe. I think they're a little bit more tippy-turvy, but in a kayak, you kind of have your body down inside of the hull of the kayak, and you kind of steer using your core muscles and your hips and probably a little bit of your booty and your legs, and, you know, you kind of – it's freedom. It's almost as good as driving again, but, you know, it's kind of exciting. I have an event coming up next month out here on the lake. We're hosting a disabled veterans paddling, and we're cooking catfish out here on the lake, and we're going to do some fishing. We're going to have a little fishing derby. We're going to have a paddling event, and that's all through Central Arkansas Team River Runners. And that's open up to any disabled vet, not just people who are blind, but we have several blinded veterans that are out there. And I know that one of my friends right now, Marlene Lily Davis, is listening to us right now. And she has been major instrumental in getting this. In fact, she was the one who was instrumental in getting me in a kayak because I was just scared to death to do it. And I think she dared me or something. That's usually, you know, that's usually when things go left or right for me, is when somebody says, oh, come on, just get out here and do it. You know, you have to serve as an example. So a veterans event October 9th out here at my lake house, out on Lake Conway in Mayflower, Arkansas. So come on out. Y'all come on out, too. I'll put you in a kayak, Gary.
You want to call in right now and speak to Sharon. Now's the time. Call in 407-894-680. If you would like to talk to Sharon, now's the time to call in. 407.
Yeah, Sharon. I'm a disabled vet.
Are you?
Yes, I was in the Navy Seabees for 8 years.
You know, I had a great experience when I was in the Army with the Seabees. I was stationed at Fort Sam Houston, And we were doing training out at Camp Bullis, which is about 22 miles outside of San Antonio. And we had a reserve unit of CBs come out. And me, as I do, I love to cook for people. And I was crowned the queen bee. I was the
queen bee. Yep.
I was the queen bee. That's right. I still have that T-shirt, as a matter of fact. I didn't realize that.
Good.
You know, during the last segment, Gary, you had talked about, you know, the person that you had showed about grilling. And, you know, I think about things that, you know, like you and I, you know, we lose our vision later in life, or even somebody who's born blind. A lot of times people just aren't given opportunities to do stuff. You gave that person an opportunity, and you changed the trajectory of that person's life.
Sure did.
Now it's a career. Yeah. Now it's
a career.
How awesome is that? You know, I mean, just sometimes it's just that little helping hand that people need that, you know.
And you never had the opportunity.
My grandson is sighted.
Exactly.
A blind person taught a sighted person.
A sighted person, that's right. Yep. You know, there's lots of lessons to be learned out there, because, you know, it's not just people who are blind or people that you see in a wheelchair or walking with a cane. Everybody has a story, and everybody has something that they're dealing with. So, you know, if we all can be around here, and I think that if nothing else, if the coronavirus has taught us anything, it's how we've all been able to come together, you know, as a unit, where, you know, I think silos have been broken down, and, you know, I think this is going to change employment outcomes for people who are blind by a bunch, because all of a sudden all these businesses are like, oh, people can work remote? We've been trying to tell them that for years, but, you know, I mean, you guys are working remote right now, and I'm kind of working remote, you know, out here, right, just sitting inside from the lake. So,
speaking of remote, Sharon, tell us about some of the remote. I know you have remote opportunities there now at World Services for the Blind.
We do. So we have about half of our students now who's taken vocational courses is doing it online, fully accessible. It's done on the Canvas platform. There's a lot of Zooming that's done, and I actually have instructors who are remote also. One of the exciting things that we have that can be done remotely as well is our assistive technology instructor course has always been a really solid course. It's gotten a lot of attention. In fact, it got national attention. And we were asked by ACBREP, which is the one, it's like the certifying body for orientation and mobility instructors, assistive technology instructors, low vision therapists, teachers of the visually impaired TBIs, and stuff like that. And they asked us, that they came to us because our folks, they come through, great job, all of them employed, but in order to get that certification, the CADIS certification, Certified Assistive Technology Instructor Specialist, you had to have a master's degree in order to even sit for the test. And unfortunately, no master's degree is really out there teaching you the adaptive technology the way that we do, that you can train people. So now that we have people who's going to go through that course and they're going to get their CADIS, they'll be able to work on state jobs that will require a master's degree if they have that. They'll be able to work in school districts teaching adaptive technology. So we're so excited about that. But, you know, just about everything that we have except for our massage therapy course, because that's really a hands-on course, you know, just about everything that we have is online. And we're always looking to add. One of our newest courses that we have is medical billing. So, I mean, there's just all kinds of exciting stuff, and it's just too much to talk about. But you can go out to our website at wsblind.org or follow us on Facebook, Instagram. You know, we have webinars all the time that talk about our courses. And you can always just call and ask, I mean, any of my staff. It doesn't matter who you talk to. You're going to get the same answer no matter what.
You sure set a mouthful there.
I've got a big mouth, Gary. You know, it's one of those things I'm either blessed or cursed with. I don't know.
You're blessed with it. You're blessed with it. You get the information out. That's the main thing. So,
Sharon?
Yes, Michael?
Is this for Arkansas or is this for all over the country, what you're taught now?
All over the country. We take people from – we serve people from all 50 states and 59 countries. Over the next couple of months, I have somebody who, in fact, I think this month I have somebody coming in from Belize, and then I have somebody, I think January 2nd is coming in from Bangladesh, and both of their goals is that they live in places where there is no services whatsoever. So they're coming in on a scholarship from a private donor, and they're going to come and learn as much as they can so they can go back and teach other people how to be independent in those countries. So we have put the world back into World Services for the Blind. We're also serving through a partnership through CNIB, the Canadian National Institute for the Blind. We're delivering vocational courses. They are approved by the Canadian government, nonetheless. So we're really excited about being able to expand that. And, you know, it's not all about whoever can come here to Little Rock, Arkansas. We're here to serve our brothers and our sisters who are blind and visually impaired to help them promote their lives, because the better that they're doing, the better the next person who's blind is going to do, and et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. If anybody wants to talk to Sharon, ask any questions, you're more than welcome to call in. 407.
Nobody wants to talk to me.
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they do.
No. And so tell me what's happening in Florida down there. You guys got to have some exciting stuff going on down there.
People,
of course,
are
you're
just
still sitting
sick
in your living room.
Everybody's getting sick left and right now here in Florida. All the hospitals
are, they really?
They're full. Yeah, it's terrible, terrible. COVID-19
is getting better. It's starting to get
better,
a little
yeah.
better.
Yeah. You got to get a little better because it's so worse. It's hitting rock bottom down here.
Has it? Yeah. You know, Arkansas, for a while there, we were the top in the nation per capita on COVID infections. So we weren't upset when somebody else bypassed us, and that happened to be you guys. But, you know, one of the things is that, you know, we got our staff and our students inoculated back in February. That was as soon as it was available to us, and we're eligible for our booster shots next week. So we're really excited about that, especially, you know, we're in such close quarters because we have shared dormitory space. We have shared classroom space. So we yeah. have to be extra careful. And as much as we all hate the mask, anybody in the classroom right now, whether you're vaccinated or not, has to wear a mask. And we also have a quarantine procedure when people come in, vaccinated or unvaccinated.
We got to go to break. We got to go to break. It's break time.
Well,
don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
When we come back for break, we got our good friend on the phone line who was trying to get in before we went to the break. So don't go anywhere. Keep it locked. You're tuned in to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With AbleDocs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. AbleDocs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back. Love to hear from you. This is your host, Michael. Phone number, call in, which you'd love to hear from you, is 407-894-1680. I believe we have a call on the line right now, 407-894-1680. I believe we have a call on the line.
Hello, Michael. Hi,
Chris.
Lynn. Hi, Gary. Hi, Sharon.
This Hello.
Is Sheila.
Hi.
I have to call and say hi. So it is
How
so,
are
good to, so good to hear your voice.
It's Sheila from
Orlando.
A place called College Park, Florida.
I know who it is.
Anyway,
it's,
I just
it's
had
just
to call
the
in
same
to
not
say hi
across
to you.
From
so
you, Sheila.
I am doing
How
well.
Are you?
I've seen some posts about you on Facebook, and I was a little concerned about you. So you sound wonderful. I'm happy that you're doing well.
Oh, I came back with a vengeance. After 38 days in the hospital and 4 different surgeries, I came back with a vengeance.
Well,
oh
we are
God.
Very happy you did. So,
days in the
And Lynn,
I
thank
did.
You for
I
reading
was
a sick
that puppy
thing.
In May.
What? Oh gosh, I don't want to get personal, but.
Well, I ended up, I had 15 inches of colon taken out in May, and that went fabulously. I was out of the hospital in 5 days, came home for a week, got really, really sick, ended up, they finally figured out that my stomach had paralyzed itself, so I couldn't hold anything down. I was sick, but it took them like 30 days to figure out what was going on.
Wow.
I came home with a feeding tube. That was horrible.
Well, we are happy that you survived it, and we're happy that you are back. So,
I am back. I came back just to harass you, Sheila.
I'm glad to hear that. You take care of yourself.
You too, Sheila. Thanks for calling in.
Uh-huh. Bye.
All right, listen, let's go back to the phone line. Thank you, Sheila, so much. Let's go back to the phone line. We got this young lady calling all the way in from Pine Bluff. That's right, Arkansas
oh,
in the building.
Oh, boy.
UAPB in the
I
house representing.
That's Marlene.
That's right. You already
that
know.
That is right. That is right.
Marlene
from
sister.
Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
Yes, sir.
Marlene.
I am also a blind veteran. I happen to be fortunate enough to receive services through World Services of the for the Blind. When I left the military, I had an eye injury that took a lot of my sight from my left eye and then a portion of it from my right eye. So I have like about 20% vision and just a little light perception. And for about almost 20 years, I stayed isolated. I didn't go and do anything to help me with my blindness until I was introduced to World Services for the Blind. And that's
where it started who got me in a kayak, guys.
Oh,
the
one. Kayak.
Yes, I am the
okay.
one who did that. Yes. And then after that, I actually was fortunate enough to go to Montana to take lessons on kayaking and bring it back to our state for our veterans to be able to kayak here, our disabled veterans. So that's what
wow,
I've been doing for the
cool.
past 4 years.
You know how to ride a horse, Marlon?
Marlene, I can
you
ride,
ride
a horse. Yes,
that's
I can. I also got a master's because of World Services for the Blind. I got a master's degree in social work. So it's a lot that I managed to do. And currently, for the first time, I'm chairing a women's veteran group that are all blind women veterans.
Wow.
And Sharon is a part of that group.
She's my
wow.
hero. Marlene's my show. Hey, Marlene, Gary Sinclair's on the phone, too. He's a Navy vet as well.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I sure am. I'm a Navy Seabee.
All right, awesome.
I am a Navy veteran. Yes, go Navy.
Go Navy. Go Navy. Got to ask a question, though.
What are you doing over there?
Yes.
Hey, Marlene, how's my friend Curtis doing?
Oh, actually, he's upholstering a sofa right now.
Oh.
Yeah, he's doing upholstery right now.
Yeah, upholstery, huh?
Yes. Yes.
All right. So, Marlene is the one who brought Team River Runner, which is for focusing on disabled vets and getting them out, getting them in the water, getting them paddling, just getting them outside. And she was instrumental in bringing that here to Central Arkansas and getting everything set up to where we can get our veterans out. And, you know, there's nothing more important than right now. I mean, there's a lot that's going on in the world. We know beyond the coronavirus, we know with all the other stuff that's recently happened, our vets are having a hard time.
And Marlene, I hope you keep on listening, not just for tonight, but I hope you listen in the future for the Blind Beyond Radio
Show. I will. This is my first time learning about it, so definitely I will.
Yay!
And I will be bringing it to my group, my Arkansas group here on Tuesday. I will be bringing it to the group so they'll know to listen to it.
Okay.
Absolutely. Well, Thank you.
You can listen on Alexa. You can listen on Alexa. You can listen on many different places. Go to our webpage, and you can look at all the different places. By the way, our webpage is blind-friendly. Go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's blind-friendly. You can see it all the different places you can listen to the show, besides on AM and FM.
Will. Now that I know.
Oh, you can actually go back and listen to all our shows. We've had over 300 shows.
Oh, wow.
Go to our archives.
I'm excited to hear that you guys have a show. I'm so excited to hear that you guys have a show.
We've been on for 6 years.
6 years. Six full years.
Oh, wow.
And about 30%, hey, Marlene, about 30%, Michael just told me a little while ago, of their audience are people who are excited. Yeah. And so, Michael, why don't you do a plug for yourself about what is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show?
The Blind and Beyond Radio Show is 70% for the visually impaired and blind, 30% sighted. We have now more than 1 million people listening to our radio show every Sunday night. In the United States and Canada, people calling in. So
what do you bring?
If you are a veteran, you're more than welcome to call in. It's well as sighted people. Everyone is welcome to call in at 407-894-680. We have trivia. Matter of fact, in a minute, we'll be going to trivia. So we have trivia. We can get some nice prizes. And sometimes the show, we spin wheels of fortune. You can win $25 Visa cards or Subway or different things we offer. So we're always doing something. The show is here to inform you, to educate, and have fun. That's where and also got jobs for the blind. So if you want to be entertained on a Sunday night, we try to be different. We try to educate the folks that are excited about the blind. Let them know we can do more things in life, because as I always say, many years of my life, I did not know a blind person. I never met a blind person. Now I know many. But the point is, when you're excited and then you go blind, it's a different world, completely different world.
Amen.
Amen is right. Yes. And right now, we're going to go to trivia. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. It's trivia time. For those folks, call in if you know who's singing this song. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Who is singing this song? Don't say it out loud. Audience can hear you. 407-894-680. Who is singing this song? 407-894-680. Who is singing this song? Baby. Okay, Chris, that's enough. So who was singing the song? 407-894-1680. You can call in now. Tell us who's trivia. It's trivia time. Who is singing the song? 407-894-1680.
Sharon, while we're waiting, can you give any hints as far as the blind community and how to stay safe with the COVID?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's so hard. And I'm working on I just submitted $5 million worth of grants to two different government sources. And I actually say about how much more difficult it is for us because we're so tactual, you know, and we're touching stuff all the time. And I mean, it's common sense, but, you know, one, it's almost impossible to get, at least it was, not so much anymore. And I'm not one, I don't go shopping. That's what Amazon and Whole Foods Market is for. And Walmart deliveries for, you know, I mean, the biggest thing is just staying away from those, stay masked up, wash your hands. It's all common sense stuff. It's the same thing that we've been practicing with the flu. It's just, this is, you know, this is a very effective virus because it's so contagious and it just moves so darn fast. And, you know, technology has to be your friend in times like this.
That's why we talk all the time about wearing the mask and
shot.
So many people don't want to get the shot. So many people don't want to want shots and they don't want a mask. They don't want to do nothing.
Okay.
You know, so, you don't know what's in your deodorant either, but you still put that on every day. At least that helps. Right.
Yeah, I hope.
So Sharon, you were
at least hope
about
you put it
booster
on.
Shots.
About what?
You were mentioning about booster shots in your area.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about it. Well, we ain't get. They're not offering them here in Florida yet. They're talking about it.
I have a great relationship with our pharmacy, who came in, did our testing for us, brought us our COVID vaccines, and because I mean, it's been authorized after 6 months. They're saying the general population at 8 months, but I mean, all of my folks. I have very few people who are just blind. There's a lot of other comorbid disabilities that go along with that blindness side of it. And so I have people who, you know, are vulnerable. Myself, I mean, I have multiple sclerosis. So I am considered immunocompromised as a result of that and because of the medications that I take.
Right. Yep.
And so, I mean, we've kind of stayed on top of it and worked with the pharmacy, worked with the Department of Health. I mean, at first it was all, you know, 80% of our outbreaks during like a 3-week period when this first happened was all coming from congruent settings like us, you know, close quarters, shared dining facilities and all that. I mean, you know, that was scary. It really was. But we practiced the things that, you know, when you have people who are sick with the flu, you go around, you wipe stuff down more.
Yep.
We didn't have pandemic on our resume. None of us had any idea what to do, but it was some common sense. I had a medical background when I was in the military. I was a combat medic, had worked as an LPN, was getting ready to go back to become an RN when I went blind. But, you know, chasing a person with a red and white cane in one hand and a needle in the other, I have a tendency to do a lot more damage when they jump
on me. I got to interrupt you. We have Eugene calling in
to talk to Sharon
from Clearwater, Florida. Eugene, you're on the line. You want to talk to Sharon?
Yeah, hey, Gene. Michael and Gary. Hi, Sharon.
Hey, Gene, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm a retired Navy veteran, and I'm legally blind. I see a little bit of light. I'm the president of the local Pinellas Council here for the blind and other blind. I'm also the vice president of the Visually Impaired Veterans of America, which is a affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. We'd be interested if y'all
very
are
good.
Interested in it. You know, check out acb.org and look for the VIVA affiliate.
VIVA.
Yep, Visually Impaired Veterans of America.
You know, and I would love to come in and be a guest anytime for you guys if you would so like it. I would love to come in and talk. And it doesn't have to be about WSB. I mean, I have a story that comes behind my own blindness. So I would love to come in and share that story with you guys or share resources or whatever.
That's really nice.
Thank you, Eugene. One second.
Just Sharon, if you can get my info from Mike.
Email.
You can get my info from Mike and email me.
Exactly. I'll pass that along. Don't worry. I'll get it to you.
All right. Thank you, Lynn. Okay.
Thanks for calling in. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gene.
Okay, we have right now a couple callers calling in for the trivia. Right now, who's online, Chris?
All right, so we got Sister Jackson calling in from Orlando, Florida on one line. And Miss Marlene called back, and she said that's her favorite jam. So she was trying to get it in, but I don't know. Sister Jackson might know.
Who was first?
Sister Jackson was first. So Sister Jackson, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and how are you both all doing?
We're doing fine.
You're doing fine? Well, it's one of my favorite artists, Aretha Franklin.
You are 100%
right. You got it.
You just won a $10 gift card from Subway. Enjoy Subway. $10 gift card coming your way, Sister Jackson.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate that. And you're doing a fantastic job with the show. I enjoy the show on Sunday night.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Are you excited, Sister Jackson? Are you excited?
Well, I'm big time excited. The song, Until You Come Back to Me. I can even sing the song.
But Sister Jackson, you're sighted, right? You're not blind, right? You're sighted.
I'm sighted, yes.
Right. I want to thank you very much for listening to the radio show. We appreciate you so much for listening to the radio show.
You're welcome.
And don't hang up. Let Chris get your address.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Sister Jackson, hold on one moment.
Don't hang up.
Okay, I'll
have to try next week.
See, Sharon is one of our sighted listeners.
I see that. That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, we have regular callers. We have regular callers who are excited to listen to the show every Sunday night. Yep, I'm so excited about that. All the excited people all over the country and Canada, excited people too. A lot of New Yorkers listen to the radio show that are excited. I love it.
That's where that's where I went blind, and that's where I got the beginning of all of my services and my entry into my profession. As you know, it was kind of baptism by fire how I started working in blindness. It took me losing my sight to gain a vision. And I just made blindness a career, kind of like you did, Michael. I mean, look at you. Right. You did the same thing.
Yep.
You started in Albany, right, if I remember? Someplace. Utica, about 90 miles from Albany.
Yeah. I knew it was upstate. And I went blind on the Ohio Turnpike going from Cleveland to Detroit.
I remember you telling that story because it just happened. I mean, it wasn't anything leading up to it. It just happened.
Just happened.
Wow. Yeah, Sharon, I'm from actually near Buffalo.
Oh, are you? Yeah, like Amherst or
Buffalo,
Lockport. You know where Lockport
Canal
is?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Niagara Falls area, Buffalo, Lockport.
I guess Gary was 20. One of those ones that got in a barrel and rode.
Did Marilyn call back? I think she was repping trivia. Trying. I think Marilyn called back for trivia. Chris.
To Marlene? Yeah, she said that she had called back. But Sister Jackson beat her out. She's going to have to dial faster next time.
Yeah, have to dial faster.
That's it. Sister Jackson was on it.
If you listen to all the show all the time, we have usually two, three, sometimes four trivias a night. Most of the time we have two or three. Sometimes we have four trivias. Yep.
Yep. We didn't know no wheel tonight. We didn't know a wheel.
Not tonight.
Not tonight, we didn't.
Okay. Yeah, Sharon, I left up there when I was 20 years old in the military, and I've been down here for 50 years this December.
Goodness. I guarantee you don't miss the snow, do you?
No. Because I used to be a dairy farmer.
I love about Arkansas is we seldom get snow at all. But this year, this February made up for it. We had 21 inches.
Wow.
You know, this was the year of fire and ice for us. We had 21 inches of snow in February, and then we had a fire in March. So 21 inches of snow. Oh my! 21 inches of snow. It closed down everything. We ended up having circulating pumps freeze and break. We had to evacuate people to hotels, and it was horrible. But you know what? If we have a couple of more minutes, we have an exciting thing going on, and this is going to primarily focus on the Arkansas residents, but we're taking half of our dormitory space and turning it into a group home. So people who are blind and visually impaired with intellectual and developmental disabilities or elder blind that may not fit into other places but just need that little bit of extra assistance, and we kind of specialize in blindness. And so that's one of the things that we're doing right now. And we just ended a $3.5 million capital campaign to replace mechanical systems
And now we're moving into a new capital campaign to do this group home. So I'm so excited because that's going to remodel half of our dormitory space that we have. And it's a new business model for us, but it's one that's needed. We have a 10-year waiting list for people who need a group home setting to be able to get in Arkansas. Over 3,000 people. And this is a whole state of only 3 million people. So, I mean, that's awful. And if you look in the American Rescue Plan, they actually address this nationwide for home and community-based services to be able to help beef that up a little bit. So we're trying to take advantage of all of these things that, you know, are happening legislatively to be able to move our business into that next 75 years. Because we've been around since 1947. I've not been there that long.
So hey, it's a 10-year wait list, but maybe you could give people just a near future hint what they could do if they really need help. What, Sharon, what could they do?
So if you're coming in, you know, I can always get somebody in on a scholarship, get them in on an emergency basis, and we still have to remodel those dormitory spaces, and it depends on what happens in the next couple of weeks with some grant funding. But my target is that we can hopefully start construction in January, and we'll be able to start moving into that. But, you know, this is a systemic problem. It's not just in Arkansas. There's people all over the United States waiting, and the people who are blind always get bumped down to the bottom of that list because they feel like that they're going to be, you know, a liability to them, or they're going to be a danger to themselves. So our folks always
are they getting away?
Hey, Sharon,
are they getting away?
Before you go, can you give that phone number one more time for me?
Which phone number, Chris? To our station?
No, the phone number to the what Sharon is talking about.
WSUB. World Services.
And so for our World Services for the Blind, you can call area code 501-664-7100. And you can
look us
up.
Say it again.
501-766-6754. And you can look us up on our website at WSBlind, W like world, S like service, blind, BLIND.org. And you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram.
There you go. You are one amazing woman, and we're so happy that you're on your way to recovery. And
thank you for joining us for tonight. Absolutely. Yes.
Thanks for having me. We love you guys.
Thank you, Sharon. Love you, too.
Thank you, Sharon.
Bye, Lynn. Bye, Chris. Bye. I'm sending you love.
Thank you so much. Give you a kiss. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Hey, Mike, before you sign off, nobody never called in for this jam right here. I don't think we got a winner. So I need you to go ahead and give that information, because I know you know, not that you want me to do it.
You can do it.
It's something about the Rubber Band Man. Just having that name, the Rubber Band Man. You know he's elastic.
Chris, I just wanted to remind everybody to join us next week with co-host Sheila Young. And a guest Zoomer will be Kyle Johnson, president and CEO at Lighthouse Central Florida, and much, much more. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, darling.
All right.
Thank you, Gary Sinclair, for joining us tonight.
Yes, sir.
And thank
everybody,
you.
Go out there and get your shots if you haven't had it. Please get your shots.
And folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Be safe. Be well. Take care. God bless you all. Love you.
Have a great night.
Bye. Be safe.